Why do you think Brock's been a lot better in the fourth quarter with four touchdowns, no interceptions, a really good rating? How do you explain that success?
I don't know, John. I would say, you know, there's been some, you know, I don't know. He's just done a good job in the fourth quarter.
With their receiving corps, especially Golden Tate and things he does down the field, what do you see from those guys and the addition of Anquan Boldin as they replace Calvin Johnson this year?
Good players. Yeah, they have Golden Tate. They've got Anquan Boldin, Marvin Jones, Andre Roberts, Ebron, you know, when he's been healthy. They've got a lot of guys that can do a lot of different things, a lot of different skill sets. Good core skill players.
Good to see Lamar Miller out there. How did he look? And just are you encouraged by him and what he said?
Yeah, I think that'll be day to day, Aaron. But was definitely encouraged today.
Bill, you just talked about the difference in AJ Boye this year as perhaps last year, how he's playing. What's different about it, if anything?
Well, I think he's always been a good player. You know, ever since we've been here, he's done a lot of good things for us. He's made big plays in big games. He's been good on special teams. I think he's playing with a lot of confidence right now. You know, he's a good football player. He's got good size. A lot of that's experience, Mark. You know, the more experience you get, you know, you're in the big games and you make plays and you get a lot of confidence. And I think the guy's he's playing at a very high level right now.
Bill, every game is important, of course, but to go through the highs and lows that you have, what would it mean to win this game, be 5-3 at the break?
Yeah, no, I think it's important. Every game's important, like you said, John, but to go into your bye with a win is, you know, that'd be good. And, you know, to be 5-3, obviously the three losses aren't great, but to be 5-0 at home, you know, that'd be good. And be good to finish the first half of the season with a winning record.
But when you guys brought back Chris Clark, it probably flew a little bit under the radar, but it's going to be a very important roster move for you guys. Just your thoughts on Chris and what he means to you guys.
Chris Clark. Yeah, he's brought. Sorry, I keep hunching over. My back's bothering me. So, Chris, I'll be on the injury report later. Day to day. Chris Clark's brought leadership. He's brought, toughness. Just a very professional guy. You know what I mean? Like, he's a day-to-day, he's a very professional guy. And I really enjoy coaching him. Can't say enough about the guy and what he's done to help our team.
Bill, the offense, Brock, everybody on that side's looking for consistency. In your mind, what are the things that will lead to that?
Touchdowns, first downs, better red area percentage, better third down percentage, like everything better.
Things that you've
running
done?
Game's been good. Running game's been pretty good, so hopefully we can keep that going, but passing game needs to improve. Everybody, coaching, playing.
With the running game, anything that you think over the last 2 weeks has led to it succeeding a little more? Just, is there anything that stands out?
I think the line has done a good job. I think that Brock's done a good job of getting us into the right play at times. I think that tight ends have blocked well. I think C.J. Fedorowicz is having a really good year. I think Griffin, having him back in there has helped us, because he was, injured, banged up a little bit. And I think the backs are running well. Obviously, Lamar, is running well. And I think Alfred Blue, when he's had his chances, other than the turnover, I thought that I think he's really running well.
We talked to you the other day about the run defense. These last two games, it seems to have taken a step back. Do you see anything on film? Is it the opponent or is it you guys?
Well, I think you have to always give the opponent credit. You know, I think that you always have to give the opponent credit. I think that the teams that we've played have done a good job running, good backs, good blocking. But, you know, we have to do a lot of things better. We have to, be more consistent in our gap control. We have to get off blocks and make tackles. We have to coach it better. You know, there were a couple runs against Denver where we were misaligned, and that's coaching. So everything's got to be a little bit more consistent, a little bit better in all the phases that are involved there: coaching, playing, tackling, getting off blocks, all those things.